This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With Washington still at odds over the next coronavirus relief package, nonprofit organizations, including churches and other faith-based organizations, have stepped in to fill the gaps in the social safety net by providing food, clothing, and other services for people in need. But like all businesses and organizations in 2020, churches have had to adapt to survive this pandemic. Reverend Chris Butler is lead pastor at the Chicago Embassy Church Network. Pastor Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Kimberly.
One thing maybe a lot of folks don't know is that churches in many communities provide a lot of social services, food pantries, educational resources, spaces for support groups to meet. How have those services that you and other churches provide changed during the pandemic?
So they've changed in two ways. One, they have become much more needed. You know, food access, information sharing about, you know, just general health. We've done a lot of COVID screening at the church, not just with members, but community members as well. And then the second change that I would point out is just that how we can deliver those types of services has changed. Certainly, it was much more of a challenge with folks who, you know, weren't living so much of their lives on computers, even getting computers into some folks' homes, teaching folks how to get on those computers, helping folks establish social media accounts and learn how to do Zoom. There were several cases in which we did put a device in a household to help them access not only worship, but in 2020, that's access to work, that's access to family. So we did see that as important. And so we did do that a number of times.
Many churches also provide social connections. I mean, my dad was a deacon in our church growing up, and I remember very clearly going around after church on Sunday, visiting, you know, the sort of sick and shut-in, as we talked about, sort of older people who maybe were confined to their homes or people who were ill. How do you provide those sort of social support services in the church in a pandemic?
That has maybe been one of the biggest challenges. I mean, we've moved our grow groups, which is what we call, what most people probably know as small groups, online, Zooms and Google Meets. But there's certain elements, I think, of person-to-person contact that there's no substitute. As the pastor, right, like not being allowed to go into the hospital to pray has been a big challenge. I don't know that there's a huge fix for it. We've augmented things with technology. I don't think that we can replace it.
Mm-hmm. So we know that church membership in the United States has been declining for decades. What do you think that this pandemic will mean for churches and the services they provide in the long term?
Yeah, so I think that this pandemic has actually presented the church with a great opportunity. The decline that we've seen over decades in church membership is real. And the church has a real critical moment to face where we have to ask ourselves, are we going to, once we're beyond the virus, are we going to go back to doing everything exactly the way that we used to do it? Are we going to take this as an opportunity to change some things? You know, every church in America now, you know, virtually has an online ministry. That was not the case a year ago. That kind of rapid expansion of online ministry. I remember on Easter, the church broke the internet, right? We got an email the day after Easter from Facebook saying, you know, we're sorry if your stream went down because there were too many churches streaming Easter service.
Wow.
We incorporated them so that we can adjust to COVID-19, but some of it has yielded a lot of impact. I know I have people who tune into the stream every week who never have and probably never will walk into the door of this building where I'm sitting. And so there's an opportunity to rethink church, and I hope we take it.
Reverend Chris Butler is lead pastor at Chicago Embassy Church Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you.